The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LBAP.
Don't you? Oh, baby, don't you? baby, don't you? Oh, baby!
I see you every time I pass along your way. Your pretty roses always set up on display. You never see me, but I watch you every day. And I look and my heart's in a whirl. I'm in love with my flower shop girl. I wait a while and then I walk along the street. I pass the time all day with everyone I meet. They stop and wonder just what's made me feel this way. And I walk and my heart's in a whirl. I'm in love with my flower shop girl. In a lifetime, a boy feels this way. And that feeling is fine. Although I wonder if she'll feel the same. I somehow know that things will turn out little shop doors always open very wide. One of these days I'm gonna take a look inside. And when I do, I know she's gonna be my bride. And she'll know that my heart's in a whirl. And I'm in love with my flower shop girl. She'll know that my heart's in a whirl. I'm in love with my flower shop girl.
I'm in love with my flower shop girl, Shadel. S-C-H-A-D-E-L. And little did he know that his flower shop girl would become the most popular girl in the middle of the summer, with flowers in their hair and yes, bells hanging around their neck.
Well,
my dad wouldn't let me have one. No son of mine. Gonna wear a bell around his neck.
Now, I couldn't find that on.
I was 12 years old then.
Yeah.
We had a brilliant holiday in Skegness. That was a fantastic summer, recall.
Did you venture up to Butlins, or was it?
No, we were not far away. We were right at the end of Skegness.
Oh, what?
That end of Skegness, towards Inglemells.
Oh, right, yes, yeah.
Funny enough, we're going there this weekend. Blues and Rock Festival, I think it is. We don't really know many of us. Although Dana Gillespie is there. She's the last act on Sunday night.
Oh,
and Dana Gillespie had been a friend of David Bowie, and there was a great couple of programs on BBC4 last weekend, worth digging out on the iPlayer, I believe it is, isn't it,
yes,
Les?
Yeah.
We're not publicising the BBC as we see
it. BBC4 Friday nights, it was good.
It was very good. And Dana Gillespie was on.
Sky Arts do a lot of interesting music.
Dana Gillespie, although she didn't want to get involved musically, she did do music. And I remember, I'm sure she had an album and the publicity showed her in a basque and stockings and everything like that. But,
uh-huh.
I mean, this was a long while ago now. And we began with the Science Poption, Back in Town, and You've Got Me High. And their drummer, Les?
Ola Brunkett was the long-term session drummer with ABBA. And he appeared on every album except Voyager, which is the one that came out last year. He died in 2008.
So
he appeared from the first start of ABBA right till the last, you know, the last album.
You appeared on all of them. You heard it here last. from 13th of January 1967, that particular single was one of 78 singles released on that day. Issue number 159 of the new singles. I'll just explain. Toward the Unknown Region, what our initial premise and remit is to play mainly unknown music and progressive rock and such like. So you might think, well, this is a bit odd. Why are you playing? But it's not well known, is it? Most of what we're playing is not well known.
Well, since I started doing this, I've found that a lot of the unknown people actually went on to become somebody that everybody knows.
Yeah, so
especially Elton John. We found a lot of Elton John stuff, and early David Bowie, which he did sessions for various people as well.
Yeah, we played the Riot Squad the other day, and they repeated what we found out, that Bowie had been with them at the start of 67. I don't think he was on any of their actual discs, but he rehearsed and he did a tour with them. So yes, you hear it here first, but you hear it here 50-odd years too late. We are the Masters of Hindsight. That'd be a good album, wouldn't it? The Masters of Hindsight. The Tremolos now this was a big hit, but not many people knew that it was written by Cat Stevens. Here Comes My Baby, and after this it'll be The Bitter End Singers and Taste of Your Love.
I must be satisfied with just a taste of your love.
Lots of money, I don't wanna live. for milk and honey. I can't sit here, you're watching time fly. I'm a young boy in a hurry, I'm going places. Let me get by, let me get by. Is some faces that are new. So let me show you just what I can do. I don't need lots of money. I don't wanna live a life of milk and honey. I can't stand here watching time fly. I'm a young boy in a hurry, and I'm going places. Let me get by. Let me get by. Let me get by.
Let me get by, coupled with Can't See for Looking on Pi Records. The Bobcats. Do we know anything about the Bobcats, Les?
I'm trying to find something about them. I can't really.
Let's put some background music on here. This is the Spencer Mason Orchestra.
Produced by Alan A. Freeman. But that's not Alan Ruff Freeman, is it? It might be, I don't know. I doubt it.
This is Flugel in Carnaby Street on Parlophone Records by the Spencer Mason Orchestra. Whilst we talk about what we played. So the Bobcats, preceded by the Bitter End Singers and A Taste of Your Love on Atlantic Records.
They got their nut. They're from a New York City folk club. They were a three-piece or six-piece band.
The Bitter End.
Yeah, yeah.
And we played Tremolo's Here Comes My Baby, written by Cat Stevens, who has a single in the charts this week in 67, Matthew and Son, also in
Ernie,
the charts.
That record that you just put out there, Can't See for Looking and Let Me Get Up, producer Alan Freeman, Alan A. Freeman, who was Petula Clark's producer at the time, but the early 60s, who then went on to record and produce Tony Hancock's Blood Donor and the Radiohead for an album which came out about 61, I think.
The other side of the Spencer Mason Orchestra was called Alba Fira. Also in the chart, let's see, The Move, Night of Fear, The Monkeys, I'm a Believer, Jimmy Ruff in What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, The Seekers, Morning Town Ride, Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On, Temptations, I Know I'm Losing You, Frogs, Any Way That You Want Me, and The Who, Happy Jack, the song that I first heard, well, that's one of my strongest memories with my transistor radio, Christmas Day, 66. When I first got tuned in and turned on, man. Okay, we'll continue now with John Mayall's Blues Breakers. If we had it lined
couldn't
up.
Stop Jack from being happy. Dun, 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 now.
I tell you what, we will play and talk over first of all. It's one we would never play, but there is a reason. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes. Yes, because I remember him, as we said.
Please.
How many times have we made
him
come to visit his sister?
So it's one with our remit of trying to play prog rock. We'd never go anywhere near. But there is a story. Yes. Linked to me and to you, it seems, Les.
Apparently so. I mean, that's something you only told me the other day.
I know.
And obviously, see, when we moved to Peterborough, 67 it would have been, and we lived in the flats of St Mary's Court, which is in town, and down the hallway from us was Engelbert's sister, and he used to come and visit. We remember one Sunday morning, there's this big rolls turn, the white rolls that we're looking out the window, and we looked at it, it's Engelbert, you know, he walked out and... he'd come to see his sister, so there you go, you know.
Yeah, and
because he lived, because they came from Leicester originally.
Yeah, and at the same time, what I learnt recently was, Kathy had a little Saturday job in Cooper's toy shop and fancy goods. It was those glass fish. Big coloured glass fish. I suppose you call it a fancy goods shop. And she was telling me that in the shop opposite them, in the old arcade, Engelbert's sister worked.
Yeah.
And I said, Les lived... There we go. And
that's funny, isn't it?
Another connection. So that's enough of Engelbert. And these are John Mayall's Blues Breakers. With Sitting in the Rain, followed by the Moody Blues.
I'm sitting out here in the rain, baby, under that old green tree. I'm sitting out here in the rain, baby, under that old green tree. Well, I'm sitting out here for my baby, wonder why she don't come back to me. I got a blister on my heel, baby, spin the run right through my heart. I got a blister on my heel, baby, spin the run right through my heart. Well, I'm sitting out here in the rain, baby, wonder why she and me had to part.
We'll be right back. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Home.
playing the platters at Matter. Do you think it takes two? Great, mate.
Great, mate.
Tamla Motown.
Of course, mate.
We have the sounds from the mounds and the... playing...
Oh, yeah, we're just saying.
Playing <That's>... all the tunes to the groovy grannies out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no idea. It's funny. Great, great song, that. Dictates to Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. Big yes. hit for him.
Yeah, it was Kim Weston, because later on it was...
Tammy Terrell.
Yeah, and before that, the Moody Blues, both sides of what was possibly their last single before Nights in White Satin, was it, Les?
Yes, it was.
Life's Not Life and He Can Win, but not necessarily that was, in that order on Decca Records.
Not sure, I don't... Yeah, that may have... Because did you,
start of 67, that was.
Yeah, and I think Justin Hayward had actually joined them around then, hadn't he?
I don't know, but I know it was 67 when Nights in White Satin, coupled with Cities. I love the B-side of the single, and I rushed out and brought that when I was but 12 years old.
Yeah.
I was switched on, man. Turned on, groovy. And my mother worked in the what was affectionately known as Symington's, but it was known as the Corset Factory.
Yes, so down flat.
That's what they made. In the wartime, they made parachutes. Whether that was commonly known or whether I've just given away a government secret there, I don't know. But my mother worked with younger girls, teenagers, and when she said the sort of music I was listening to, this 15, 16-year-old, because girls did, boys, we did leave school at 16 years old in those days, and it had been 14, hadn't it, Les? But
yeah.
Now, do we have to stay in school till they're 18, or is it 20 even?
I've no
it's
idea.
An awful long
to
time.
To keep putting line.
Just to keep them away from those jobless figures, of course.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Yes, so she told her, the other girls... The other ladies, girls, what I was listening to. They said, well, you want to watch Christopher? He's listening to some dangerous music there. Oh, dangerous music being the Small Faces and Traffic.
Traffic.
And I was listening to John Peel. And, of course, that rang all the alarm bells to those girls.
Well, we were just saying, that's the last single you just played there. You can just imagine John Peel and... Annie, was it not?
No, we can't remember who.
Well,
it
no,
was,
not Nightingale. It was the other one.
No, it was the other one. Yeah, grooving on top of the pops and taking the proverbial out of the music that they were playing. I mean, we don't treat the presentation of this music seriously, but we love a lot of what we're playing. And Engelbert Humperdinck, we didn't just spuriously play. It was actually released on this day, the 13th of January, 1967. It was just an opportunity for Les and I to talk about how that connected us together before we even knew it. Before we even knew it. Yeah, 78 singles released on this day. And we played, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Sitting in the Rain on Decca. So, let us see if we can get through Five Steps Beyond, the Cubas, or the Cubas, the Chiffons with My Boyfriend's Back, which we will know, the Capes of Good Hope, Winter's Children, and this one, The Game, The Addicted Man, which I wouldn't mind laying a bet, but this was banned by the BBC.
Thank you. listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Winter's Children on Stateside Records. Mm-hmm. Do we know anything about the Capes of Good Hope?
Capes of Good Hope.
And it was Janice Long we were thinking of.
Yes, that's it.
Boogieing on down with John Peel on Top of the Pops.
I don't know anything about them. Winter's Children, Round Records, and before 1966. This, before. Members, Joel Corey, Mike Horn, Michael Jacobson, Yogi Lambden and Dick Toops. I don't know. That
it rings no bells with us. No. The Game preceded them, and The Addicted Man on Parlophone, R553. And that's it. The Senate next. I Can't Stop.
Can't stop. I got to keep on loving you, baby. We'll be right back.
slip of the tongue, and I said what I didn't mean to say. I said we were through, now you better be on your way. But meanwhile, back in my heart, meanwhile, back in my heart, I was sorry. You got me so mad that I wanted so bad to put you down. So I laughed loud and clear, so everyone could hear in town. But meanwhile, back in my heart, meanwhile, back in my heart, I was crying. What a fool I was to ever let you go. How I wish right now that I could let you know, my love, that I want you back, 'cause I can't live without you by my side. This feeling I feel deep inside, I just can't hide. Yes, meanwhile, back in my heart, meanwhile, back in my heart, I still love you.
You. Well, that's it, Les. We've done 2 hours worth of the 13th of January 1967, when these were all released. Is there too much bass today? Turn that down. Turn the treble up. Hello, Les. That's a bit more. I've had the settings on our journey to the heart of the sun.
It's interesting, that band we played, The Senate.
The Senate, yep.
The vocalist there, Alexander John Ligatwood, went on to become the lead vocalist of Santana.
Wow. Wow.
He was Scottish.
I can't stop on Columbia Records.
The lead vocalist of Santana, who had massive hits in the late 70s.
Somehow, on the journey today, I managed to lose the chiffons and set the controls for the... No. My boyfriend's back. I couldn't find
that. My boyfriend's back.
So instead, what you got to hear was Mickey Clark and Mary McCarthy and People Like You. That was a good one. And that last one was Five Steps Beyond. And not...
not One Step Beyond.
And it refers to...
Which was the Scar classic.
The title. The title refers to us two, Les. Not So Young Today.
Well,
on CBS. So
I'm young every day.
In fact,
I'm not going to get any older, I think.
In fact, I just mentioned the Cubas, I think. No, perhaps not. Anyway, we're going to leave you with the Cubas or the Cubas. No, I just don't. Kubbas. How would you pronounce that, Liz?
Cubas.
The Cubas. It's going to be Sally. And yes, it is that Sally.
What? Pride of our alley.
Yes, pride of.
Sally.
That is exactly what it's going to be. And then we might just about squeeze in Murray Head, who had a hit later on with Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, he did.
But this is Murray Head and the Blue Monks, and it'll either be You Bore Me or Someday Soon. I'll be seeing you, Les Newman.
Be seeing you, Chris. Be seeing you, listener.
Sally.
Sally.
Sally, pride of our alley. You're more than the whole world to me. Sally,
Sally,
Sally, don't ever wander away from the alley. Still smiling, smiling, Sally,
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 marry me, Sally. I'm happy forever. We'll be doo-doo-doo.
TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Baby, I'm so sick of the girl I got now. Just wait a little longer till I give her a round. I'll have you dancing to a new sort of tune someday soon. Someday soon. That stupid little woman, well, she's told so many lies. It's got to the stage when she's so easy to despise. She's on the way out when she's gonna realize someday soon.
It's gonna happen, baby.
Someday soon. The breakup seems worth waiting for. The reward's worth waiting for. I'll give you all you ever wanted. Your best and every wish granted, well. Sick of the girl I got now. Just wait a little longer till I give her a round. I'll have you dancing to a new sort of tune someday soon.
It's gonna happen, baby.
Someday.